With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A judge says Harvard failed its Jewish students and lets an anti-Semitism lawsuit proceed.
District Judge Richard Stearns ruled Tuesday that a lawsuit filed against Harvard accusing the university of anti-Semitism can proceed, saying, quote, the facts as pledged show that Harvard failed its Jewish students. Harvard was sued in January over its campus environment and the handling of protests after the October 7th Hamas attack against Israel, saying Jewish students were harassed and the school did not address the issue adequately. Stern said Tuesday after hearing arguments last week that the case could proceed, but did not rule on the merits of the allegations. The judge did say, however, that the plaintiffs have, quote, plausibly pled an abusive environment toward Jewish students. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Candidates from both presidential tickets descended on Eau Claire, Wisconsin on Wednesday in separate campaign stops as they worked to win over a battleground state crucial to winning in November. Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, says voters will have a choice this November.
Do we want to live in a country of freedom, of compassion, of rule of law, or a country of chaos, fear, and hate?
While Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says he wonders why Vice President Harris has not conducted an extended interview or full press conference since she began her campaign July 21st.
I think it's really disgraceful, both for Kamala Harris, but also for a lot of the American media that participates in this stuff, to have a person who has been the presumptive nominee of the Democrat Party for 17 days and refuses to take a single question from the American media.
Vance then wound his way through the crowd and signed several pieces of campaign material for fans. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234 points. This is SRN News. Christian relief agencies are on alert.
As Tropical Storm Debbie plows across the southeast, organizations such as Samaritan's Purse and Baptist Disaster Relief are marshaling volunteers and supplies to bring help wherever it's needed. Baptist Press quotes leaders of Baptist relief groups in Florida and Georgia who say they're waiting to see just what the storm does and where before committing their resources. Immediate relief will include the providing of food and shelter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Harris's selection for a running mate will please the most liberal wing of the Democratic Party. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has made his state a bastion of liberal policy. He won the governor's office in 2018, and Democratic control of the legislature has allowed Walz and lawmakers to repeal pro-life laws, promote the LGBT agenda, especially amongst children, and legalize recreational marijuana use. This is SRN News. Another member of the left-wing congressional group known as the Squad has lost a Democratic primary over criticism of Israel's response to the October 7th Hamas attack, which killed over 1,200 people.
Incumbent Missouri Representative Cori Bush has been defeated by St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Wesley Bell. In June, another Squad member, Representative Jamal Bowman, lost to George Latimer, a pro-Israel centrist. Bell's campaign received a big boost from the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, whose super political action committee, United Democracy Project, spent $8.5 million to oust Bush. She was targeted after repeated criticism of Israel's military response to the October 7th Hamas attack. Bush responded by saying that the donors behind AIPAC support former President Donald Trump and other Republicans. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.